Main risks and issues. Creditworthiness.
Before concluding a contract or granting a significant increase in the amount of the loan, the lender is obliged to assess the consumer's ability to repay the loan, both by requesting the information directly from the consumer and by consulting a database, the Central Credit Register, or a Credit Reporting System, CRS. The CRS is a private database that gathers data on people's access to credit and on how their loans are proceeding. Banks and financial companies can consult CRSs before granting loans and provide them with the data they collect over the lifetime of the loans they grant. While the Central Credit Register is a database that operates at the Bank of Italy, which records the reports of all banks and financial companies on defaults, guarantees, and the debts of clients that exceed set minimum thresholds. When examining loan requests, lenders can ask the Central Credit Register for information on a loan applicant's total debt towards the entire banking system, i.e., they can find out if the client has taken out loans with other lenders. Every lender receives constant updates on their client's indebtedness. You can also ask to see the information recorded on you in the Central Credit Register. Access is free and you can go online quickly and securely. If a loan application is refused on the basis of a database consultation, the consumer has the right to be informed immediately and free of charge, with an indication of the database used and the results of the consultation. The first time that the lender reports negative information to a database about a consumer, for example, continuous non-payment of installments, the latter, together with anyone else involved in the payments, for example, the guarantor, must be informed in advance, so that they can challenge the report if they want to. Consumers can consult the data contained in the Central Credit Register and in the CRSs and find out who made reports concerning them. If they think that the information concerning them is incorrect, they can challenge it and ask for it to be verified and corrected. To do so, they can directly contact the person who made the report on them, or they can write to the database manager. Everyone is entitled to find out about any data in their name contained in the Central Credit Register. Access is free of charge, and you can go online quickly and securely.
Insurance cover.
Insurance cover is the choice of the customer, even though many banks and financial companies request it as a protection against non-payment. If the bank or financial company asks for a life insurance policy, it has to accept any policy that the customer presents or finds on the market, without making any changes to the conditions of the loan provided, as long as the policy provides an equivalent level of protection to that proposed by the intermediary. If the customer accepts the insurance policy offered by the intermediary, they must be informed about the commission paid by the insurance company to the intermediary. You must be careful as to how much the policy costs, as the one proposed by the intermediary might be more expensive than others on offer on the market. For salary-backed loans, a policy to cover the risk of job loss and/or death is required by law. This kind of insurance cover may often be required by means of deduction of payments, too. The law provides for the protection of insurance policies as well.
Relationship with the seller.
The seller can allow the consumer to pay in installments, deferred payment of the price of goods and services purchased, but without asking for payment of interest or other costs. However, if the seller promotes or concludes loan contracts, it can only be on behalf of a lender and only for the purchases of goods and services that the seller markets.
A seller cannot, for example, sell revolving credit cards. If this occurs, it should be formally reported to the Bank of Italy.
If the seller doesn't deliver the goods or doesn't provide the services purchased, or in certain cases, if there is a serious defect, the consumer can contact the lender to terminate the loan agreement, but only after contacting the seller in writing to request repayment of the money owed and receiving no positive answer. If the loan agreement is terminated, the installments and any other amounts paid to the seller must be refunded by the lender.
Right to withdraw.
The consumer can withdraw from the agreement within 14 days of signing it by notifying the lender according to the procedure, the latter stipulates. Consumers can withdraw without giving any reason. If the consumer has received the loan in the meantime, even only partially, within 30 days of communicating their withdrawal, he or she must repay the money received and pay the interest accrued up until the date of repayment. Withdrawing from the loan contract also means withdrawing from the related extra or ancillary services provided by the lender or by third parties, unless the latter show that they provide these services independently or rather outside any agreement with the lender. If the contract is an open-ended one, the consumer can withdraw at any time without any penalty or costs. In this case, the contract may require a notice period of no longer than 1 month. The lender can also withdraw, but must notify the consumer at least 2 months beforehand. The lender can also suspend the loan, but with just cause, for example, the suspected theft of the credit card, and must notify the consumer first.
Non-payment of installments.
If the loan is paid back in installments, which are usually monthly, before asking for a loan, it's important to assess your monthly resources, or rather, how much money you have left after your bills and other installments have been deducted from your salary. In the event of non-payment of installments, the lender can be reimbursed from the guarantee and resort to any of the measures provided for by law to collect payment, from sending formal payments to recourse to the courts.
The non-payment of even one installment may mean higher costs for the consumer, starting with interest on arrears, which isn't included in the APR.
In more serious cases, the lender can have the contract terminated, which obliges the consumer to repay the amount outstanding immediately. Another consequence of non-payment of installments is that the lender reports this negative information to the Central Credit Register or to the CRSs. This kind of report may make it difficult to get a loan in the future. All the possible consequences of non-payment must be included in the loan documentation and in the contract.
Changes in contractual conditions.
Some contractual conditions may change from the time when the contract is signed. Changes may depend on the client, for example, as their financial situation may deteriorate, or they may be due to external circumstances, such as the general economic situation. In such cases, the lender can unilaterally change the initial contractual conditions only if the contract expressly stipulates the right of the lender to change the contractual conditions, and if the client has expressly approved this clause. There is a justified reason. It must be something that happened after the conclusion of the contract and must be well documented. Under no circumstances can the lender introduce a condition that is entirely new compared with the initial ones. Interest rates can only be charged for long-term contracts. In this case, the proposal must also show how the change will affect the amount owed and the installment schedule. Every time the lender wants to change one or more conditions, they must send a communication to the consumer entitled Proposal for a Unilateral Change to the Contract. The proposal must clearly explain the reasons for the change so that the consumer can decide if the change is justified, and it must be sent at least 2 months before the change comes into force. If the consumer agrees with the reasons and accepts the change, they don't have to do anything. However, if they want to refuse the proposal, then they must notify the lender of their intention to terminate the contract before the change comes into force. No reason needs to be given for the decision, and there are no costs, but the amount already received will have to be repaid with interest under the conditions prior to the proposed change.
Early repayment.
The consumer may at any time make an early repayment of some or all of the amounts due. In this case, the consumer is entitled to a reduction of the loan costs since the duration of the contract is also reduced. Apart from a few exceptions, the lender could ask for compensation for costs directly linked to the early repayment, which must be clearly justified. The compensation can't be more than 1% of the amount repaid if the contract has more than 1 year left to run, or 0.5% if it has 1 year or less to run.